Yes, remember I said the lowest level of reason is law. So for us, that means dharma, which is divine law. And that law is valid so long as you're in the ego. And if you are surrendered to the dharma, which involves a surrender to the ways of the community and the chain of command and all of the processes of the community that you might not like. The ego might say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get up for 4 a.m. meditation. The hell with it, you know. I want to sleep. But that judgment, then, that violating the dharma, will actually strengthen the ego against its surrender to the soul and to the self. So we have to do things that are not always the easy way. And by sacrificing comfort and jouissance in order to fulfill the dharma, the ego grows. It becomes more responsible. And it becomes, therefore, necessary for it to have more capacity for reason. And the more it has capacity for reason and uses it responsibly, the more that one will find one is promoted in the chain of command to higher levels of responsibility and management, because you've proven you can handle that, and that you can sustain the needs of the community in whatever department or whatever area of community life that you're dealing with. And so the more that you do that, then the more the ego is in relation to the soul, until that relationship becomes one of union. And then the mind opens up, and it's no longer about following rules and sacrificing, but now the love of being at one with the Dharma and with the intelligence that created the Dharma, which is God, brings one to ever higher states, until one finally gets to the point where you don't need a superstructure of law. You've already gone beyond that, and everything happens simply spontaneously out of the now common sense of the soul and the self, not which is very uncommon sense from the ego's perspective. But and it's often will seem crazy, because this is where crazy wisdom comes in, that is beyond even the reason, but not below reason. And one has to be very careful in being able to make the discernment. But once one has purified one's consciousness to its fullness, then that creativity comes in, which is even beyond reason. And that's when miracles happen, and when other non-ordinary events begin to take place, simply as a result of the power of the consciousness operating at the morphic field level, not any longer as an individual body. And that field consciousness, as it grows in expanse, becomes the entirety of the quantum unified field and the Brahman field. And so that pure intelligence moves through the instrument. But the higher you go, the less interest you'll have in what happens to that particular instrument, because your consciousness becomes universal, no longer particular. And then it becomes the singularity itself. And all else is washed away. So this process takes one to ever higher levels of detachment from what you think now is yourself. And all of these questions will disappear when you get to that level, but it means that the individual organismic entity will function in accord with the Tao without any thought needing to be given to it any longer. And it will simply have become a part of the superorganism of God consciousness.
What it reminds me of in meditation at midday today, you brought up Hanuman and Sita, and then you went on to talk about just how dangerous this line is. Mm-hmm.
And what it reminded me of is Sita sitting in the circle, and if she even has a fingernail over that circle, yeah, she's at risk for any kind of demonic evil, mm-hmm. but at yeah, it doesn't even have to be that great a level, but anything that can give the ego power right now is too much. So,
yes, that's true. It's also true that it was Sita's destiny, because of her intentions and her love for Rama, that she would be rescued by Hanuman and brought back into the circle of divine love and liberation and repurified. So the story works out well, and all's well that ends well. And so it's very important to not fall into despair either, because your fingernail got grabbed and you're in Lanka now with Ravana. Don't worry, Hanuman's on his way, right? And if not this one, another Hanuman will be on the way, don't worry. But that power will be sent by God, which is why you're here, to receive that rescue from the divine consciousness, from the unreasonable Ravana that has captured the consciousness.
Shunya, I'm struggling so much with not judging myself for... Mm-hmm.
That's Ravana doing that.
But how do I, because fingernails are getting caught. I'm stepping outside. You said the soul, at the soul level, it wants the sensuous pleasures. It wants to enjoy the things on the phenomenal plane. And I mean, I can be brutal with myself. I have been my entire life, for stepping outside of the line, whatever line that is, but now there's the invisible line to God that I really, really want at the conscious level. Mm-hmm. So, like, what can you say to this being and anyone else that's maybe really hard on themselves for not...
Well, it's the Dharma not to be hard on yourself. The Dharma is not to judge yourself. So follow the Dharma. And have love for God. It's love that is required, not judgment. And the more your love is unconditional for yourself, as well as for all of those who hurt you in the past, and for all of the karma that you've gone through, just total love and acceptance will free you from this these self-attacking thoughts. Delegitimize them. Right now you think they have authority. They have usurped your conscience, but they are not your conscience. The superego is not the conscience. It's a usurper that has no legitimate authority and no right to judge you. So you must eliminate that thought form from the consciousness.
So if I was to talk to it like you're talking to it right now, would that be coming from a superego? Or can I say... You have no right to usurp me.
Yeah, you can. But the problem is your mind is split right now between the one that would talk to it and the one that would answer. There isn't yet a separation. When you have become one with the soul, then the soul will send down a lightning bolt and zap Ravana, and it'll be gone. And only the heart's love and joy will be left.